And now I'd like to introduce you all to Judith Rose. As I mentioned earlier, I've known Judith for decades now, for she and I attended UC Davis in the graduate program at the same time. And she's been writing in California's Napa Valley for more than 30 years. Her work has appeared in a number of impressive journals, including the Iowa Review, Prairie Schooner, and Virginia Quarterly. And she's the winner of the 1999 AWP Intro Award. She received a Master's of Library Science from Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana, and a BA from Marlborough College in Vermont. She's been educated all over the country. Now she's giving back by teaching in places such as Allegheny College, San Quentin Prison, Pacific Union College, and right here at the University of California, Davis, for she and I are both Aggies. Although she currently lives in St. Helena, California, she may soon be traversing at least Northern California in support of her new book, Walking the Minefield, which is an October 2012 publication from Finishing Line Press. Judith Rose, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
I am delighted to be here.
Great to have you here. And how fun that you've got this this book coming out. How far back do the poems go in Walking the Minefield?
Some of them will go fairly far back. So I put together the collection with the idea that it was sort of a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the poems are in one sense or another concerned with my family, my kids, the generations that you've already noted.
Excellent. That's terrific. And in terms of the work that you did at UC Davis when you were earning an MA in creative writing, work you've done since, how do you balance? How when you look at all the poems, how many of them were born right here in Yolo County?
Some of them were definitely born right here in Yolo County and belong to some of that earlier period. But I chose them particularly because I felt like there was a sort of trajectory in the collection.
Mm-hmm. We were talking with Brendan Constantine, and some people call his last book, Calamity Joe, a kind of novel in verse. And I bet you don't think of your this book of poetry that's coming out in October as novelistic. But I'm wondering, what are some of the thematic consistencies that one finds in this new book?
Well, I would say the adventure of motherhood, the complications, mm-hmm, of it, of which there are many. And also all of my kids have done really, really interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
My son actually raised money to build a reservoir in Cambodia.
Wow.
And one of the poem Walking the Minefield, that which is the title poem,
mm-hmm,
was generated by the experience of actually literally walking the minefield in Cambodia near Siem Reap.
Wow. Here in the United States, we think of walking minefields as only a metaphorical concept. But obviously there are parts of the world where this is a concern.
Exactly.
And it also speaks to the presence of history and war and grief and loss that around certain people in the way that we know it much less well, in that not so many wars were fought, at least recently, on American soil.
Exactly. And I think that one of the things that I was concerned with and am concerned with in the more recent work I'm doing is all of those questions and how we are not just talking about our own tiny families, but the great family of the world, of humanity. So
I was thinking of you when we were looking at the cover of that book that I think Evan's already hidden away. And that is the vineyards and the hills and so forth.
Yes.
That this must look somewhat familiar to areas that you drive past in the morning when you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, Napa Valley and St. Helena, beautiful parts of Northern California, To what extent have they come in or shaped or provided a setting for the poems in your new book?
Very much so. Mm-hmm. I have poems set in the Napa Valley. I have poems that were set, obviously, in Cambodia. There was a period of time when we lived in Indiana, mm-hmm. and some of the poems are set in that part of the world, and so there's a Midwestern component there too.
Excellent. Judith Rose is here, and we've been talking about poetry and the places of poetry. Judith, I'm intrigued to hear the title poem of your forthcoming book, Walking the Minefield.
Here it is. It's subtitled Blanc Commune, Cambodia, which was the location, and there are some Khmer words in the poem, but I think they will be pretty much self-explanatory.
Okay, great.
Noon sun scours our backs as we walk the embankment at the edge of the Beret. Samet, the monk, calls us father and mother, takes Tom's hand as they talk, stepping over severed bushes, banyans sliced at the root. Our feet scuff dry alluvial sand. At the perimeter, a series of red stakes punctuate the boundary, each one marked with a skull and crossbones, a Khmer warning. At a curve in the path, we come upon an almost noiseless group of CMAC workers, long pants neatly tucked into military boots, blue work shirts thrown over three great termite mounds at the clearing's edge. The men watch us take long drinks of water. Just beyond them, two figures walk slowly, deliberately, waving metal detectors in graceful arcs. The cadre leader speaks to Met Samet in Khmer, unrolls his narrow map, points to the X's marked in ink. Half a mile, 14 landmines and 24 UXOs. Shards of cluster bombs vomited from American B-52s 35 years ago. Anti-personnel mines buried by peasant boys during the long, bloody retreat of the Khmer Rouge. To our left and right, buried among the lush grasses and trees filling the ancient Beret, landmines, cluster bombs. I am listening, thinking of the small boys with quick smiles I watched earlier, playing along the roadside, riotous Sunday shirts, bare bottoms, tumbling over an embankment or holding fast to a sister's hand. Of the widows with whitened, shaved heads, younger perhaps than I am, who ride their spindly bikes into town. I am thinking of the ensembles of dark, thin men, some blinded by a random explosion, some without hands, without arms or a leg, whose patient mallets coax music from the Sampo and Ronan Ek as tourists pass by. The light, reverberating music of angels, resounding in the still air, for travelers from China and Vietnam, Spain and Denmark and South Korea, and the vast, oblivious empire across the ocean.
That was beautiful. That was a poem by Judith Rose called Walking the Minefield. It's from her new book to be published in a month and a week or so by Finishing Line Press. That was really well read, Judith. You know, you should go to your website, judithmrose.com, and figure out how to upload some audio of you reading poems from your new book.
I'll do it.
I think it would attract people to the book who might not, be looking for it otherwise. So, well done. And you do have your own website. Not every author does. What was the process for establishing that?
The process was my wonderful publicist, who I'm also have been married to for a very long time.
Excellent.
And he's done a great job.
That helps with publicity, yes. When you've got a publicist in the room.
Yes, exactly.
Great. And how does one go about ordering or pre-ordering Walking the Minefield?
There is a link on the website, mm-hmm. and it can be pre-ordered there, or it can be ordered in October when it actually comes out.
Excellent. And if it's all right with you, I'd love to do a quick follow-up phone interview once the book is out and people can actually purchase a copy. Because one thing we didn't get a chance to talk about is beloved professors that we've had in common, some of whom I know have written blurbs for your new book. And so people deserve to hear about that. We can do some Aggie reminiscing with regard to the English department at UC Davis.
That would be wonderful.
Okay, good. Judith Rose, really well done. Thanks for appearing on Dr. Annie's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you so much, Andy.
Absolutely.